Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
In the dark, I play my dream.
Welcome to episode 301 of the Permaculture Pimp Cast. Yeah, listen to them, champs. We'll let it go a little bit longer. Oh, yeah. We're in a place where PIMP stands for Permaculture is my passion. Oh, yeah. Just got to keep it real, y'all. Anyway, good to see y'all. And, glad to be here live with you. This episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam. Also, Living Soil Foundation. Okay, man. I got some news on this. Living Soil Foundation, y'all, we finally got finished our first project, our first group project. And some of the people that were in on it are in this chat, Denise and Ben from Renewed Homestead, who are going, Steve Hall's in here. There was a number of people out there on that project, but here's the bad side of it. Son, we got all kinds of footage out there, right? Mm-hmm. All kinds of footage between your mom and me. We got all this footage and there is like none. The only audio that came through was the stuff that I recorded with Denise and Ben in the very beginning. And then everything else is gone. So I had to swing by there today. I did like a little 5-minute buffet number where I'm standing on site, man. I could have cried because I'm like, this is our first ever group project from Living Soil Foundation. And I don't have any footage that I can use. So
happened to the audio?
I have no idea. I have zero idea what happened. But we got audio in one little section. I got, you know, times I talked to Steve Hall and a number of others out there. I mean, yeah, and it's just aggravating. Some of the footage is just gone. It's like deleted. This has never happened before. And all of a sudden it happened out there. So maybe the powers that shouldn't be may have had something to do with that. But anyway, y'all, I'll put out something hopefully today. I wanted to do it yesterday only to find out that I have absolutely no footage I can use. And it's just, son, it, folks, I mean, before we went live here, we were comparing notes about how frustrating a day this has been for both of us. So it is absolutely nuts out there. And I'm curious in the chat because I'm going to ask a couple of questions out there. And I know some of you guys live relatively close to me, Renewed Homestead being one of those. And Steve, of course, a couple hours away. But yeah, I'll come to that in a minute because William and I were comparing notes on some things. Folks, I'll just kick it off right off the bat. Okay. Yesterday, we had some sun. It was still chemtrails up there. And folks, what you don't know is that they're spraying at night. Even though you think it's a blue sky, I promise you it is not. If you go back and look at the video that I did at Denise and Ben's place when we did that barn raising, you look at that sky compared to every other sky you see since. I don't care how blue you think it is, it ain't blue. And then if you look at the mountains at any distance, you'll see a haze there. That is one of the latest little methods they're doing where they spray at night. It's a different mixture and it's not as white. But folks, I'm telling you today, and I'm curious if some of the people out there in the chat, and by the way, if you're in this chat, hit that thumbs up. It tells them to go ahead and start suppressing us like they always do. But I'm curious, today marks for us the worst day of chemtrails I've ever seen in my 54 years on this planet. I am dead serious. I've never seen it worse ever. It was so bad, in fact, that Michelle and I had to go out and do a little bit of running around. We're all about infrastructure this year. That's one of our biggest goals right now. And we were going to do some running around. I kid you not, folks. We got in the truck. bagging down the driveway, and it's pretty steep. We get down to the bottom, and then all of a sudden, Michelle can't breathe. And folks, if you know my wife, I mean, look, she's tough, number one, and number two, this is a woman that runs marathons, does 25-mile ruck marches, okay? And she's about to do it before long.
Marathons with weight, Dad. It's not like she's just moving her own body weight. She's moving her own body weight plus, like, two children.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, we're talking about a very, very, very tough woman. And she got down there and she said, I feel like I can't hardly breathe. And so I'm like, okay, well, I made her this little concoction and we're driving to town. And even Farmhouse Quiltery said, chemtrails worse here in the last 4 days. I watch the sky daily and never have seen so many in Southwest Minnesota. Yeah. I'm telling y'all, it was so bad. We could barely see across our own valley here. I've never seen it this bad ever in my life, no matter where I've been. Not even war zones in Iraq, y'all, look this bad after frickin' 155 howitzers went off. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. So we're going to town, and we stop by the post office. We got to do a bunch of running around. I need some materials and stuff. We get up to the point, she says, it feels like an elephant's on my chest. I said, all right, that's it. We're going home because I have tech here at the house that I don't have in a moving vehicle, at least not yet. We get back to the house, and I kid you not, as soon as we cross the threshold onto the property and we start going up the mountain, she automatically starts feeling better. Like I said, I have technology here that I'm going to do a video about here. I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I just don't have the time yet or haven't made the time. We get back up to the house. And inside the house, we have one of those Triad air filters, the best on the market. That thing is the cat's meow. We get into the house, and of course, I have her nebulized a little bit of silver. But before then, she's already doing fine. Because in between the chemtrail buster that we have, it may fall on this property, but it's made inert by the time it hits the ground, okay? So between the chemtrail buster and the Triad air filter that we have here, and folks, I don't make any money on this. I don't have an interest in it. I'm just telling you what worked. We literally get in the house and she is absolutely fine. But I was unaffected, but she was absolutely positively fine. And of course, then I said, okay, well, you stay here. It looks like you're off and running. Do not leave this house. I'm going to go out and I'm going to do what I got to do. So that's when I went over, got whatever footage I could, and then, you know, had to hit Lowe's, had to do a bunch of other running around. And, you know, it's one of those days, y'all. I mean, where it just feels like it's, man, you just feel like you're going two steps forward, one step back. And of course, now I got this, I also have this thing, son, I'll pass it over to you in a minute regarding this. Let me just also tell you folks that just because you think you're outside, this is something else that I've learned recently myself. There's an app you can get for your phone. It's called D-Minder. And it helps you to know how to calculate how much vitamin D you're getting. Now, I didn't know that. I just thought, okay, if I'm getting direct sunlight, I'm getting vitamin D. That's not the way it works. You got to live in a place where you can at least, the sun has to be at least 30, 35 degrees, somewhere thereabouts. And this app will tell you, depending on your location, your altitude, your body, your type, your weight, and all that good stuff, it'll tell you exactly how much vitamin D you're getting. It's called D-Minder, and it's an app. And I heard about it through Dr. Alexis Cowan. And so I was like, hold on, you mean standing out here? And I've been sitting out here freezing in the morning naked for nothing because I wasn't getting any vitamin D? It doesn't
work. Hold on. You're just standing outside naked on top of a mountain?
Ask your mom, man. I'm out there freezing my kishkas off, man, because I'm out here. I'm thinking, okay, I'm knocking out. You know, we're all about stacking functions. I'm thinking, okay, I'll get my cold weather therapy and my vitamin D all at the same time. Well, I was getting the cold therapy, but I wouldn't get no vitamin D because it tells you the band, and the further north you live, the narrower that band's going to be where you can actually get vitamin D. And I'm realizing, oh man, my D levels have got to be in the toilet because, you know, most farmers and all of you folks out there know that typically somebody might've put that in the chat. It's moving a little too fast. There we go. I think. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, the next time the neighbor comes over with the drone, he's going to be like, what the heck?
No, he's going to be thinking, I thought man, all men were created equal. That's what he's going to be thinking. No, but the fact of it is, man, I've been sitting out there. I'm grounded. I don't even have socks on. I'm out there thinking, okay, man, I'm sucking up all this vitamin D. Man, I ain't been getting nothing. But here's where most of us have been screwing up. And I'm going to tell everybody out there, we're thinking, especially when it gets hot out, we're thinking, okay, I'll do my chores in the morning and in the afternoon, because, and then we'll just leave the heat of the day out of it. And I'm thinking, okay, I've been getting my D there. Well, I haven't been, and nobody else does. And I'm thinking, okay, I've been working around the heat of the day, and that's exactly what we ought not to be doing. And folks, if you get that app, yeah, there's a guy on there that has the worst case of vocal fry you've ever heard in your life when he's explaining it to you. But the app is really, really, really handy. And the further south you go, the wider the window. So, yeah, I've been doing all that. And now I'm like, okay, man, like yesterday, the darker you are, the longer it's going to take. The lighter you are, the less it's going to take. But anyway, check that app out there, folks. And I hope to get Dr. Cowan on the show, trying to get her on. I had a friend I met in Kansas, ask me, hey, how could I help you contact some of these people? It's not that I can't contact them. It's just they won't reach back or they're just busy. I mean, I totally get it. So I'm just going to keep working on them. And yeah. So anyway, son, let me kick it off to you. So how are the trails where you live in Texas?
Oh, I didn't really see any actual trails today, but I saw a bunch of haze today. It started off at night. Yeah, it's probably happening at night, but in the morning. And also, guys, if you guys go outside with like a flashlight after it's gotten dark, you'll just see particles like falling down. I don't remember that. I mean, playing flashlight tag as a kid and stuff, I don't remember that ever happening. Like ever, but yeah, now that's a daily occurrence and stuff. But today it started off with a fog, which didn't seem unusual. It's just the unusual part was how long the fog lasted. So the sun's coming up at about a little bit before 7 now because the time change, and the fog lasted past 9 o'clock, I would say, somewhere around there, which seemed just a little bit odd. It lasted longer than it seemed to usually do, and then it was fairly blue skies, as blue as it can be anymore, and then slowly just the haze started coming in, and it's hard to even tell what's a natural cloud anymore and what's just a haze. It's especially with them spraying at night and whatnot. But
well, I can, son. Yeah. Here it's crazy with this chemtrail buster, and I hope to do the video on it. You can ask your mom. So these people that are saying this is just contrails, I'm gonna make a video and show it to you. I could have done it twice already since we've had this chemtrail buster. I kid you not, you can ask your mom if I'm crazy. In every direction, you'll see the planes fly over. They will literally stop about a mile out and then pick back up on the mile on the other side of the property. Mm-hmm. I kid you not. So in every, it doesn't even matter direction. They're usually going from east to west or west to east. I mean, it's usually that way, northeast to southwest or something like that. But usually it's from east to west, west to east. And you'll see it. It will literally stop. So if this is a natural occurrence that's just exhaust, then how does it just stop when it's over my property? Because we have, and then, like I said, I mean, when you're here on this property, you're in basically a safe zone. But, I'm working with this kid, man, that's just a flipping genius when it comes to this stuff. So, yeah, we get your mind.
Yeah, back. I want some of that stuff. I want some of that stuff. And like as many as he can make, and I'm going to start planting them around the town.
Well, that's exactly what he's been doing, and he's cleaned up areas that people don't know about, and he doesn't publicly talk about it. But I keep asking my mom, I'm like, dude, are you sure you want me to tell people about this? Because, first of all, I wanted to be absolutely positively sure this thing was working. And on the really, really nasty days like today, it'll make it inert by the time it hits the ground. And like I said, as soon as we cross the threshold onto the property, you could literally see your mom just got immediately better. So, like I said, I don't get anything out of any of these things, these products, y'all, but there are people out there. My buddy EJ, he's apparently working on one. I'm gonna see what I can do to work on this stuff too. He gave me the booster I need to kick things up even more, but I'm telling you what, you'll see this thing. Every other place around here is absolutely nasty, and you'll see a patch of blue right above us. So this thing's working. So,
hey, Dad, we got to, yeah, I was about to mention that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, son. Can you read that?
Yeah. Question from Rumble Rant of $5. Hey, Billy and William, when you were looking for your properties, what were the top five aspects you were looking for? Example, rural, away from the city, etc.
I'll kick it off. Well, right off the bat, first of all, thank you for the dineros. Melanie's in the house. Cousin Melanie.
Hey.
Yeah, finally catching us live. Miss Melanie. I think my grandbaby loves her more than she loves grandpa. Anyway, every child loves Melanie more than they love their parents. Anyway. Honestly, for me, my only criteria was anything outside of Texas. That was honestly that's where my head was. And honestly, I'm less concerned about the things that other people get troubled by, because through the permaculture lens, I know that there's not a landscape I can't work with. And this was a challenge. I mean, nobody wanted this property. I mean, nobody, because of its topography, because of how just absolutely messed up it was, goldenrod everywhere, cows, more cows than it should have been, mud going out in the streets. I wanted it partially because it was a challenge. But son, maybe you might want to help. For me, it really doesn't matter what the property looks like. I mean, we've always bought properties nobody wanted with the express purpose of fixing them up.
Yeah. And by the way, Kevin Frazier's in the house. What's up, Kevin? But it really, once you look at it from the permaculture lens, it really, like, the only thing you really have to pay attention to is like what kind of restrictions are on the land as far as like county and city and state restrictions, and then the cost. Because you know you can work with it. Just if you're looking at land by itself through the permaculture lens, you know you can really make whatever you need happen on that property. I would consider, like, what is it you're wanting to do, and is your property conducive to what you're trying to do? That's the main thing there. Like, my parents' property doesn't, like, you'd be kind of challenged to do rice paddies, for example. Like, there's a lot of earthworks that would be involved in order to do rice there, or like large scale corn production. So, like, if you're looking to do those things, then you want flatter land, then you want like higher elevation, or at least a combination of the two, so you can gravity feed water and everything. But it really doesn't matter as far as that part. The biggest issue and one of my frustrations today are the freaking restrictions. Like, today was going smooth. It was awesome. I was over there at JD's house. We're getting some clearing done. We're getting some earthworks done. It was awesome. And then I got a text saying one of the jobs that I just did this past weekend with my buddy, this property was receiving all of the water runoff from a highway like 990 here in Texas. And that's a lot of water coming onto this one person's property. And it's not because it was designed that way. It was because they just had the lowest point, and the culverts that the city was in charge of cleaning and maintaining were all clogged and damaged and beat up and stuff like that. So the water wasn't flowing naturally. So all the water was flowing onto this one person's property. So what we did was go through and clear out all the culverts, make sure those were flowing again. And then we dammed up the erosion part from her property caused by the runoff to make sure that the water wasn't running onto her property anymore. Cause it makes half the property unusable, cause you can't cross it, cause it's wet, it's boggy. The only time you could cross it is like during drought season here in Texas. So we go through and we fix the problem. There's no more water issues on that section of road just off of 990 in Texas. And then not a day later, the county commissioner comes over to their property and says, all of this is wrong. You can't do this. I'll be back in June or July to tear down the dam. And I'll dig a trench through your property to the wood line so the water flows through this trench. Which is like, dude, they contacted you multiple times since they've moved there. They've contacted you multiple times about these culverts being busted and the water draining onto their property. And they had two different responses. A, they're either going to have to pay for it to get fixed, or B, it's not that big of a deal. Don't worry about it. But now he's claiming, since we dammed up this erosion spot on going onto their property, that now the water is going to flow onto the road. But he didn't even check out the cleaned out culverts or anything. His response and the way that he was just carrying himself was as if like, oh, I'm the boss around here. I'm just going to make things happen. That was the most irritating part. That if he were to come over and say, hey, you know, what's going on here? Like, we can't have water flowing onto the road. Let me explain what's happening. then he would understand. But it's just the freaking ego attached to this guy because he's the county commissioner of DeKalb, Texas. DeKalb, yeah. Texas. So now I'm going up there the next, community meeting. Now I'm going to go up there and explain to him, what is actually happening. File a complaint. Hey, this is just abuse of power. And he doesn't have right to enter that property unless there is a actual city drainage ditch on that property. There's a whole list of things, reasons why he can enter a property. He doesn't feel any of those reasons. He's just trying to flex his muscle because nobody around here in this part of Texas questions any kind of authority. They just take it.
Yeah, well, that's the number one reason why I wanted to get on the first thing smoking out of there. Everybody thinks that Texas is very, very free. It's actually one of the cops will shake you down for the change in your pockets in East Texas, y'all. I've never seen anything like it. It is quite literally a police state. That's why I couldn't. But to that person's question, I mean, Steve basically said it right there. Southern Slope, clean natural springs, water access structures. That's what you need to be looking at. In most cases, if you don't have water or any chance of getting it there, well, you need to be looking for something else. I mean, I live in a temperate rainforest, so water comes easily in a place like this. Access, you might want to make sure you got some of that. And then you need to be thinking about structures. I mean, the first two you can kind of flip around. But to William's point, this is exactly why people keep taking me to task. They think they are anyway, whether it's on YouTube or whether it's on X. Why I'm so critical about the current administration. Just remember this. Think about this. And these are not my words. I mean, this is just something I memorized from J.R.R. Tolkien. He says, the most improper job of any man is bossing other men. Not one in a million is fit for it, and least of all those that seek the opportunity. Okay, I remember that. And I throw it back in the face to a certain extent to anybody who's in power. Remember Lord Acton, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. I mean, there's so many maxims throughout history that say exactly the same thing. So whether it's a county commissioner, whether it's your, okay, how many people did you know? How many people have you worked with out there? All of a sudden he's the butt kisser. All of a sudden he gets a promotion. I can't even tell you how many times I've seen this. You know, he's all buddy-buddy with everybody else out there. He gets a promotion. Now he's a new sheriff in town, and you see his real character come out. Well, it's the same thing that happens when they put these people. In fact, your Uncle Dion, William, he had exactly the same thing just recently happened in Oklahoma City where he's dealing with some of the city inspectors. And he ended up writing, he got with me. He says, hey, man, of course, he's not the best communicator in the world. So he says, hey, man, I need you to help me write this letter to the governor. I'm like, to the governor? And then he tells me what's going on. Well, he's an electrician there. And all of a sudden, the electrical inspectors, believe me, he knows the national electric code inside and out. There's no way he's installing jacked up stuff. So the way the rule goes is that you can exceed the code, but you can't take away from it. And so we write this letter and sends it off to the governor. Man, you want to talk about heads rolling. He has the inspector, everybody else. By the time I was done with them, when they say the pen is mightier than the sword, folks, trust me, I know very well how much it can be. So we wrote that letter to the governor, and this happened just a couple of weeks ago, and he calls up laughing, saying, yeah, you know, basically what he was pointing out is that these inspectors, because of their position, either they want their palms greased, which happens, y'all. I'm telling you, it happens in a big way. They either want their palms greased or, you know, they're wanting to flex their muscle. And whether it's the situation William's dealing with or some of these, look, a lot of us move in these places because we don't want to deal with government. So to the person that asked that question, and it's a good one too, honestly, you want to think about what can you do? What can you get away with? And what can you get away with without dealing with government?
That's bigger than anything else on, I'm seeing a couple people's lists on here. Like, most of these things can be created. For example, water, that can be created. Wells and creeks, to a certain extent, that can be created. But, a source of water can be created. Rural, that's a good one. Acreage, stuff like that, that's a good one. But a lot of these other things, infrastructure, access, water, those things can be created. The thing that can't be created is also the cost of the property is the main thing to look at for what you're wanting to do. And then the restrictions in that area. Those are two things that you have very little control over. Everything else we can either create or design in or make happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially, and this is why we always encourage everybody out there, try as best you can to get a permaculture design certificate, because you'll never look at the landscape the same way again, ever. You will never, ever, ever look at it. And honestly, even though you have that design certificate, you should never design your own property. You really need to bring in somebody else that can look at that property dispassionately and advise you in a way, because it's like the same reason why doctors are not supposed to treat their own family. Okay. It's, you're too close to the situation. Yeah, technically, but you know, I mean, yeah, we kind of went sideways on that question, but I think it was a good one. I really do. Other things that are going on around here, garden boxes, folks. Look, I practice what I preach when it comes to, well, everything I can think of. And honestly, one of the biggest things we're getting squared away around here is without a doubt our food production and our infrastructure. We're seeking ways and we're looking for every possible way imaginable, to just bolster what it is we have going here. Because I'm not one of those people that thinks happy times. Remember, whatever the mainstream said, whatever they're doing, it's 100% guarantee. I promise you, I'm going to be doing the opposite every single time. If everybody loves this particular person, I'm going to be a little bit dubious about it. I will be the consummate contrarian when it comes to this stuff. And folks, in that program that William and I did last week concerning 2025, I stand behind the words I said. And I'm not looking to be Nostradamus here. I work at least 12 hours a day, every day, 12, 14 hours a day. And I take off one day a week. I make myself, and even then I don't really take off because my brain's still going at 100 miles an hour. But physically I do make myself stop. And you know, that was through William's encouragement a while back. Before then, I never took a day off. I've gone maybe years without really ever taking a day off.
Yeah, so, remember, Sabbath was created for man, Dad.
Yeah, well, it took me a while to really understand that, because I'm thinking, well, doesn't seem like work to me, because what looks like work to everybody else is fun to me. And I didn't consider, but your body, and as I'm getting older, as I age, you know, I'm realizing that I do need that time off, and also, you know, to get into the word a little bit. But one of the big things that we're working on around here is working on infrastructure to make things, excuse me, to put water, like William was talking about, in places where it needs it, and to, you know, remove water from places where it shouldn't be or where we don't want it. Working on these garden boxes, working on so many different things around here. We got to clear up some more silver pasture around here. And right now things are looking, I mean, we're green here and everybody else around us is still gray. So it is a testament to what obviously the good Lord can do, and also, you know, him bestowing on us good management practices, which I've been talking about a great deal on Patreon, or at least to some extent on Patreon. Other things going on around here is, look, folks, there's a lot of suppression going on out there, whether it's in the YouTube space. I've spoke to another YouTuber who speaks to another YouTubers. I mean, if I said his name, I guarantee you'd know who it is. But as I predicted, son, what did I tell you would happen when Trump got into office? What did I tell you would happen in the homestead community?
Everybody would quit. Everybody's going to leave, and because their savior is here. And quite literally, like some countries are calling him the Messiah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is to the point of idolatry to me, which, like I said, remember those predictions I gave you about 2025, y'all. I'm not looking to be the next Nostradamus or anything like that. I'm just looking at math, okay? And I'm looking at history, and I'm looking at how history and math kind of intersect and overlay with one another. Exactly. Talk to any YouTuber out there who does farming, permaculture. You'll notice that their numbers are in the tank, all of them. Part of it has to do with the fact of the suppression out there. The government, the powers that shouldn't be, do not want you to know how to feed yourself. And also there's that other end of it too, where, like I told you, all you folks looking for land and you can't find it, just wait. Because honestly, by the end of this year, there's going to be so many people selling because they've gone country. I've seen it. I've been at this game for over 25 years, y'all, and I've seen it over and over and over. Whenever there's a Republican office, everybody goes back to the matrix. You can get this stuff. You can capture land with a butterfly net. when the Democrats in there, they all coming out. And I'm like, at what point do people wake up? So yeah, that sort of thing is unfolding right now. But I think we're getting hit with the worst rope-a-dope in history. And if you're critical about it in places like X, you can go ahead and trust that Elon Musk if you want to. But folks, I'm telling you, anybody who is critical of the current of the Trump administration, they're being shadow banned like nothing I've ever seen before. So that should also tell you something. So if he's your Lord and Savior, y'all, I would advise you to go back to the drawing board. But there's a lot of weird things going on out there. Everybody's like, oh, Elon bought X. It's happy times are here again. Folks, I'm here to tell you, it is more suppressed now than it ever was. The people that
there's more people banned now than they were under that previous owner, Jack Dorsey. Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody's talking about this, but you got the powers that shouldn't be. Everybody's watching Fox News again, as I call them, faux or fixed news. It's that false left right paradigm. And they got folks thinking that, oh, yeah, we get free speech on there. Well, yeah, ask that to people like Gerald Celente, Stu Peters, Amazing Polly, even Mike Adams. I mean, there's a whole gang of people out there, along with myself, that if you even ask a critical question regarding anything that's going on in this administration, you're immediately shadow banned. So, folks, that should also give you a little bit of pause there. Look, I'm not complaining. Just because you do the right thing doesn't mean you keep a job. And I've always known that, and I've always lived by that my whole life. And there's times where I've had my family in abject poverty because, like I said, I'm not going to belly up to the bar. And I would rather be the poorest dirt farmer in the middle of Kansas than to sell my integrity out. So not that I'm holier than thou, but I'm just not going to play the game.
And a curious thing about the whole Twitter thing. Okay, you notice he changed the name. Everybody still calls it Twitter for the most part. You notice he changed the name to X. Okay, what do you send whenever it was called a Twitter? You send a tweet. Now what do you send? You send an X, which is awfully close to sending a hex. Like, there's this, it's just real, real close. If you add any breath before that X, it's a hex. And that's what you're sending now. It's just minute details of getting you to participate in this witchcraft that hopefully, I mean, most people just don't notice.
Yeah, okay, so somebody's asking here. T had a good point. He says you cannot get to that level of Elon by being a good person to this day and age, and he's absolutely correct. Honestly, the guy, he tells you who he is. I mean, look at his hand symbols. These things mean something, y'all. When they do these hand symbols, there's a bunch of them. Or he's dressing like flipping Baphomet. When somebody tells you who they are, believe them. All right, Mason says, you guys recommend Greg Judy's style of high tensile fencing or woven wire? Well, it all depends. Nobody ever wants to hear that answer, but it really does depend. You're gonna save a little money by doing the high tensile fence, especially the way Greg does it, where every other wire, depending on where he is gonna be hot. Not all of them are hot, but you know, when the sheep get the goats, they get the notice, they get it. With the woven wire for perimeter fence, when you're dealing with mountains like we're in, we put up woven wire. And man, that is a nightmare when you're dealing with 330-pound rolls and you're trying to get these things up a side of a mountain. That's tough. But that tensile wire, it comes pretty heavy too. So if you have an ATV or something like that, but hey, we're in these mountains, man. We're putting up wire where ATVs can't get. You gotta have a horse.
Yeah.
So
if cost isn't a concern, I would always prefer to go with the woven wire. Just because I know I can always add a high tensile like hotline up top and just tether to it if need be. And then it also stops any coyotes from sneaking in. Because with the Greg Judy method, and not saying it's a bad method at all, it definitely absolutely works. But you almost have to have a livestock guardian dog. But it also kind of depends on the acreage of your property. If you're dealing with like a 50 to 100 acres, definitely go with the high tensile wire because you're going to spend a fortune on fence. But if you're dealing with like 5 to 10 acres, then I would just put up the save up and put up the woven wire, in my opinion, and then put a hot wire up top.
So other things we got going on around here. Your mom's out there, or she was going to plant the high tunnel until she got, you know, had to deal with this stuff today. And it's just a never ending, and everybody deals with it, y'all. It's not everything just doesn't go well. But you know what bothers me is that when I jump out of bed in the morning, I mean, I had to give up coffee, y'all. I mean, I'm already running at 100%. I successfully gave up coffee, at least caffeinated coffee. I drink that decaf stuff, which I convinced myself that it actually has caffeine. And it must have some because I can drink some of that decaf and I still feel a little bit, you know, hyped up, but nowhere near as psychotic as I would on regular coffee. So, I get up in the morning and I'm like ready to I'm chomping at the bit. Like, and I got in my head exactly what I want to do and how I'm going to get it done and the order I'm going to do it. And I'll write it down on my list and I'm doing all these things. And then when it doesn't go that way, it is a massive aggravation, at least to somebody like me. Oh man.
Oh man.
Ooh. Son, I guess
thanks, you want to
split that with you.
No, no, send it to the soil. Thanks, soil Kevin. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah. We'll make sure that gets spent well at the finest strip joint. No, I'm kidding, of course. Michelle, I'm joking. I don't even know. Put you girls through college. No. No. Hey, thanks a million. Anybody else wants to break bread, we won't fake dead. So thanks a lot, Kevin Frazier.
Thank you.
So, hey, yeah, we've kind of spent a long time right here. So I'm going to, folks, tell you about some important stuff coming up. Wave Watch. Billy 100 will get you $100 off of that Wave Watch. I use that thing all the time, especially every single time I go to town. In fact, I promise you this Sunday I'll be wearing it. And Monday I'll tell you how that went down. I'm not going to go into what it is. I'm not going to give these folks any advertisement. But I got something of a debate coming up. And I'm about to mop the floor with somebody. And I'll let y'all know how it works out. But just pray for me, y'all, because every time I do any kind of public speaking around here, they send in a team of this is going to sound wacky. Man, we really ought to start getting into the paranormal on this thing, man, because honestly, nobody would believe it. Every time I do any public speaking around here, y'all, they send in a gang of witches. And they're sitting in the back putting hexes on me. I kid you not. We'll have to get your mom up here and talk about the last time that happened. But yeah, they do it this time. I'm going to rebuke them. These people are going to really think I'm crazy because I'm going to rebuke them right there on the spot in the name of Jesus. But, yeah.
Or wonder why the two ladies in the back are all of a sudden seasoned.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, it's when I know what they're doing. And like I said, it doesn't matter where I go. If I'm doing any public speaking, they send gangs of witches out there and they'll be putting hexes on a brother. So, y'all be praying for me and just pray that the good Lord covers me. So I'll be doing a little bit of fasting and praying myself whenever I go into this lion's den of whack jobs. So, yeah, I will. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. March 18th through the 22nd, Shalom Temple. That's going to be next week, y'all. 5-day immersion event. And that's Barbara O'Neill's going to be speaking there. So if you want to go, we got a link down below. You can check that out. It'll be a 5-day immersion event. I'll be out there speaking at some point. I'm not exactly sure what day that's going to be, but I will be there. And I'm not sure how many days because, folks, it's an hour and a half away from me. I'm not sure how often I can make it back and forth. I'll do the best I can. But, there's some stuff here I'd definitely like to check out. Plus, my man Darren Hacks for the Homesteader is going to be rolling in. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. Denise has it right there. So it's on the screen. nomadicwonders.com. That can get you squared away. March 29th, Homestead Butchery. That's already sold out. And Ben and Denise were putting that on. And I'll be there as well, helping out. And folks, this is going to be the last time we do any, or at least I'm going to be doing any this year. I have got to put work in on what I got going on around here. So not going to be doing any more processing classes this year. I've got to focus on preparedness and infrastructure. I really have got to be putting full steam ahead on this, y'all. Like I said, I practice what I preach.
I will be. I'll be teaching a processing class over at Midwest Preparedness Project in May in Kansas. We're going to be processing either a goat or a sheep.
Oh, they were talking about a cow last time I was there.
Well, they didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Well, son, they're at a couple of days in that schedule. No, I'm pretty sure they changed it around then. Yeah, they were going to have me do that. So, yeah, if you want to get, you know, William, I trained William. So he knows what he's doing there, and he knows it very well. So if you want some good instruction, you're out in Kansas, It's going to be near Lawrence. So, yeah, William's old stomping grounds. He kind of grew up around that area. Yep. And then finally, y'all, May 2nd through the 4th, man, I'm really looking forward to this. T from Mountain Readiness is even here in the chat. So if you have any questions about it, I'm sure if you put it in there, T might be able, if he's still here, he might be able to help you out. Look, the best festival you don't know about, it's called Mountain Readiness. And folks, the reason I'm kind of giving up on a lot of these homestead festivals, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he's a pretty popular YouTuber, and he agrees. It's like, man, it's just sick and tired of the same tired stuff at every single homestead festival. Yeah, it's cool to go there and meet other folks and folks you haven't seen in a while. But man, I really want to learn stuff when I'm going to these festivals. And I got to tell you, I kind of topped out at most of these festivals 2 decades ago. So I'm not going to any more of them that A, aren't close, and B, where I don't have an opportunity to learn something, because it's not just enough for me to go there and teach. And plus, I'm teaching classes that won't be at a regular homestead festival anyway, things I can teach there. Like I taught a tactical food forest class last time I was there, and I learned how to track another human being. Okay. How about that? Yeah. So, you know, next time some fool jumps the fence over here, I'll be waiting on him. So, you got any questions about Mountain Readiness, T's in the chat here. I'm looking at him. Folks, I'm telling you, it's the best festival you don't yet know about. You need to go check it out, because there's going to be some really cool people there. I'm going to be there. Not that I'm cool, but Ann Vandersteel is going to be there. Pat Miletich is going to show you how to former UFC world champion. He's probably trained more world champions than probably anybody else on the planet. Miletich Fighting Systems, he's going to show you how to strangle a man with your bare hands. So women, you're going to want to be there. And then Dr. Will, for all you ladies out there that were throwing your panties up on him last time he was on this show, Dr. Will's going to be there. He's the Tom Jones of the scientific community, if you know what I mean. So
hold on. What? What is going on?
Man, I had Dr. Will sitting in the studio with me. I don't know what it is about him, man, but the ladies love him. I don't get it. I mean, he's getting like, man, people are like, hey, man, you got his number. Hey, it was like some of that stuff, dude. Like, hey, you got his number? I'm like, yeah, but I'm not going to give it out. But yeah, Dr. Will's going to be there for all you ladies that want to, I don't know, man, there's something about him talking about microbes and extremophiles that just gets certain ladies excited, I guess. Yeah. So, yes, I will pray about this and this event and have any show in paranoia you wish to have. Big boy britches, you will not shock me. I don't even know what that means, but yeah. Anyway, I hear your mom down there coughing, so, you know, maybe she's actually coming back around. So anyway, yeah, those are some of the events coming up, y'all. And right now is the time to get your training. I am telling you, everybody, right when everybody, do the opposite of what everybody else is doing. If everybody else ran right back into the matrix, it's all the more reason for you to stay out of it, folks. I love y'all. I pray for you every single night, me and Michelle, and I want you to be safe. And the worst thing you can do, look, everybody knows what it was like under that moron that we had in office before. But let me ask you, what's really changed right now? Honestly. So all this money you're saving from Doge, are we going to split it? Because I don't see where I got my cut out of any of this. And I don't, okay, so you want to give me my cut? Oh, here's an idea. Get rid of taxes, because you don't need them anyway. You can print the money anyhow. That's what you guys do anyway. So,
yeah. And again, with taxes, if we're paying taxes for like city infrastructure and stuff, why did I have to go fix that drainage issue down the road? Why am I the one that had to fix it? And then once I fix it, then they're like, oh, that you can't do that. That's illegal. We're going to come through and ruin everything you did.
Or how about this? I'm paying taxes so you can use that money to pay a chemtrail pilot to poison me and my farm. I mean, why am I going through all this? And, you know, other people out there that aren't spraying, aren't doing any of these drugs. I mean, all of us that are better than organic, is it really? Because at the end of the day, they're spraying poison on us every single day. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not with any of this. And I'm honestly not with any government. I'm not left. I'm not right. I'm not red state. It's not blue state. It's the state against you. And the more people realize that, the more you'll wake up and, As I always say, you better wake up and smell the corruption or you're going to fall asleep drinking the hemlock. And if you think these guys aren't a path to the new world order, well, I got news for you. Just hold on to your hat, because like I said, you seen the those Epstein files yet? Huh? Nope. Because I haven't. Anybody that listens to this program knows my position, and Williams too, when it comes to child sex trafficking. There is no more insidious thing on this planet. I can't think of one. I think it's even worse than murder, what they do to these kids. And folks, if you knew the full extent of what they actually do, it would blow your mind. So, okay, that being the case, what are some of the easy wins? If I were made president of the United States before they JFK'd me, which they would almost certainly do, I'm like, oh, wait, what's an easy win I can give to the American people? Oh, I got it. Let's stop spraying poison on them. Let's get rid of that right off the bat. Okay, there's an easy win. So for all you people that tell me, oh, well, he just got into office, you're proving my point, because this is an easy win. A presidential directive could stop this tomorrow. Okay, here's another easy win. Huh. We break out those Epstein files, and you know what? I'm the last person on earth to call racism, but how much you want to bet we see the P. Diddy files, a redacted version of it, but we won't see those Epstein files? How much you want to bet? I'll bet any amount of money on that. We'll see. They'll throw a couple of wolves. But now, all of a sudden, Pam Bondi says it's on her desk. This stuff is depraved. It's a level of depravity I've never seen before. We're going to get it out there. And then, redacted. And now nobody's talking about it. The very next day, they got this little Zelensky puppet up in the White House. And then they put on this show. And nobody's talking all of a sudden about those Epstein files. Well, I ain't forgot about it. And I'm not going to forget about it. So if you want me to believe that this administration is who they say they are, let's stop the rape of babies. And that's exactly what they're doing. Look, folks, I don't like to talk about this, but at the end of the day, I mean, really, what are we standing for? If we call ourselves Christians, if we call ourselves a moral person, how do we stand by and watch this stuff go on and not demand the heads of the people doing it? Because you know what? We're going to find out that some of the most powerful people, if we had an unredacted copy of what's out there, remember, it's easy to blackmail somebody. You can rob and kill a man only once, but you can steal from him again and again. And if you're blackmailing him, that's exactly what you're doing. So maybe all of a sudden we had three more Democrats, you know, retire all of a sudden, you know, not retire, but they're not going to run for re-election. How many Republicans are in there? Oh, you think this is just a Democrat thing? How about the Franklin cover-up, the Franklin scandal that happened? Yeah, go look into that and find out who was involved in that. It's both sides, y'all. And if they were to give you an unredacted copy and you found out who was exactly linked up in this thing, you would demand their heads. In fact, you should. In fact, if they need somebody out there to push some buttons on some people after they've been tried, look, I think they should be tried, laid to the side. I'll
push the buttons.
You need somebody pushing the buttons, pulling the guillotine lever, all of it. I don't care. All of the above. I will do it, and I will sleep like a baby at that night if it means we're taking out pedophiles. Okay.
Here's why it's worse than murder. Like these pedophiles and all that. Here's why it's worse than murder. Because if you murder somebody, you don't create more murderers. You don't harm anybody else other than who you just murdered physically. But if you do to what they're doing to these kids, you create a chain reaction. That kid who's molested at a young age then becomes like that's the norm for them. And then like Bear did the statistics over at Bear Independent. He did the statistics. One kid, if you take one kid out of that system, you save 80 more kids. Because who can you convince that this is an okay way to live or that this is an okay thing to do? Somebody who grew up in that type of environment. That's the only person you can convince to like, yeah, go kidnap that kid and bring him back over here. It's the only person you can convince. That's why it's worse than murder. And man, I would love to. Any method they deem worthy, I'm down for it. As long as it ends in death, the slowest possible one, I'm fine with that.
Yep, wood chipper, you name it, I don't care. I mean, but like Bear said, and I'm glad you brought that up, son, because I think he said, I don't know the exact number, but what I wanted to say, but for every single pedophile that goes untreated, there's 82 more victims for every single one of them. When you look at that, man, that is just absolutely dreadful on so many different levels. And, I mean, that's why I'm saying, you want me to take you seriously as an administration? Show me these Epstein files, because I'm not going to shut up about it. I'm going to go on about look, they're slow walking my Twitter account. They're doing whatever. I don't care what they do. They can kick me off. I'll have a voice somewhere. And you better believe, no matter what, I'm going to be standing up for kids and demanding justice. I'm not going to shut up. And then what gets me are these Trump-tards out there telling me, okay, we've heard enough of it already. We've heard, okay, they're not going to put them out there. Can we shut up? No, I'm not going to shut up about it. These are kids out here being absolutely wrecked, destroyed. How many of them come up missing? Nobody even wants to talk about that. And they would cut this feed if I told you the full extent of what happens to these kids in these rituals. Yes, they use them for that. This is not, look, I mean, this is not at all what I intended to talk about. I didn't even want to get into this. But folks, at the end of the day, if you think this administration, okay, there's my litmus test. All I need you to do is two things. Stop chemtrails after you release those Epstein files and we see justice for these kids. Okay, how many kids were brought to that island? And I'm going to tell you a little something that Dr. Tom Horn found out before he died. Did you know they sent divers out there off of Little St. James Island? That's Epstein Island, for those that don't know. And Tom Horn of Skywatch TV, he's even done a documentary on this very same thing. And they sent divers out there. Do you know how many children's bones they found at the bottom of that ocean? I don't know either. And FBI pulled boxes and boxes of stuff out there. They scraped the whole island over, okay, just to whitewash the whole thing. So there goes all the evidence. Yeah. So, I mean, where they were chumming the waters, I don't even know. But all I know is that from all the thousands of victims that they brought in there, we only have, what, five of them that are actually able to speak up that we know about? What happened to all the rest? Yeah, I'll take you seriously, Trump, Bondi, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, who I know is a scumbag, and I've talked about it many times on this program. I'll know you're serious when I start seeing heads roll. Oh, Kevin, you shouldn't have. But
thank you, man.
Thank you, brother. We'll make sure it goes to the right places. But folks, I'm telling you, this is not at all what I intended to talk about today. But when we get down to brass tacks on this stuff, nothing else matters. All right. I'm going to turn the page a little bit.
On a lighter note, we should stop titling these videos and just say, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to get around to that. I was going to go to the good news section, but that's only going to make me go down some more rabbit holes. So, no, I'm going to do it anyway. We'll go ahead and switch it over to a lighter note. Folks, I mean, you have no idea how hard it is for me to do this because we're live on YouTube on Rumble. I might be able to get away with it.
What else are we even doing? Like, it, nothing else until we protect these kids or bring justice to these kids. Like, when you weigh everything else out, what else are we even doing? That nothing else really even matters until we can protect these kids. Like, that is a basic law for being alive, is to reproduce and protect your reproduction. And we can't even do that.
That and the old folks, I mean, the powers that shouldn't be don't want, look, you are the carbon they want to reduce. I know this becomes something of a cliche as of late, but that's exactly the case. Look, I'm not going to, just know this. Folks, I don't care. They can kick me off of X, kick me off of YouTube. I mean, I wouldn't be running my mouth the way I am about the things I'm talking about right now if I had too much concern of those things. I was looking for a job when I found this one, okay? I'm not afraid to go out there, put my tools on again. I'm very good at what I did, and I made a lot of money doing it. So it's not like I'm going to be destitute here. I mean, I would love to be able to call truth to power. But like I said, they're going out of their way to shadow ban some of us out here that are trying to do good work. All right. So, son, let me go ahead and turn the page a little bit. I may go dark again, y'all, so you never know. Walnut Revolution. This is a good news section. How this ancient superfood is fighting inflammation and transforming modern diets. Okay, I eat walnuts every single day. I eat Brazil nuts. I eat a number of certain nuts out there. And part of the reason is that they're really, really good for your brain. If you look at a walnut, it's kind of nature telling you what's up there. What does a walnut look like? It looks like two halves of a brain. And there's a lot of good stuff in there. Omega-3 fatty acids for your brain health. It reduces inflammation, protects against heart disease and stuff like that. But I'll tell you what else is really helping against heart disease is following the protocol of Dr. Jack Cruz, y'all. I'm telling you, I can't get enough of his work. I don't agree with him on everything, but clearly there's a whole lot of wisdom out there. And I started off this program talking about D, and it kind of all started from what I learned from him. And I'm learning more every day. And folks, every time I find out something like that D-Minder app, you want to get it, especially those of us that have more pigment than others. If you really look at it, there's a reason why so many black folks that live up north have so many problems is because nobody ever told you about this. And then when you look at the insidious nature of it, there's a reason why they don't tell you why you ought to be getting that vitamin D. And if you get that, how many other things downstream kind of disappear, okay? So I'm, making sure I get more of it myself. And I'm going to tell you everything I find out. So anyway, my D levels are going up. All right, so next good news story. Mainstream media finally admits lockdowns were a disaster. How about that? Remember those prostitutes that many of you trust out there from Fix News? Yeah, now they're doing a 180 right now, telling you that, oh my goodness, man, we lost so many people doing these lockdowns. Huh. How about that? So you mean not getting sunlight was deleterious to health? And, they were keeping people from the beaches. They were telling folks, going back to government, what William talked about a little bit ago, do 180. No, I'm not going to tell you this. I do 180 degrees. If they told me the sun rose in the east, I would start to doubt it. It's really that. And no matter, I don't care what they tell me, I doubt
it. They're lying about that. They're wrong about that too. It's just over there. Hey, Dad, real quick. Son of Hack says, hey, Billy, do you think it's been long enough to talk about the time you tested the black walnut bag in the pond?
Oh,
talking about the walnuts.
Yeah. So, all right. So, I'll go. Yeah, I think maybe the statute of limitations is up on that because it's highly illegal in Kansas. But one of the little survival things you can do out there is if you ever find yourself needing to go fishing and you don't have any bait or whatever else, well, you can take black walnut husks, put them in a bag, like in a onion bag is what I use, and put a bunch of them in there. Oh, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm telling you, it works. You take a bunch of black walnut husks. It's a very allopathic tree, okay? But if you take those husks, put them in an onion bag, put a ring string on it, throw it out in the water, whatever fish around there are going to float to the top. They get stunned. It won't kill
them. Fish with a net.
And you can literally go pull them up with a butterfly net. Now, it's highly illegal to fish that way, but I learned it from a survival school that I went to one time. And I said, man, let me go try this and see if it works. I'm at the VA hospital in Leavenworth, Kansas at Lake Jeanette. They got and it was like, okay, nobody's around. Let me go ahead and try this. And there's black walnuts all over that VA campus. So I threw some in there, throw them out in there. I'm like, okay, I waited about a couple of minutes. Nothing happened. Then all of a sudden I see, boop, one fish comes up. And then boop, another one. Man, there must have been 30 fish floating out there. I never tried to reel that bag in. And it's like, it's one of those things like in the dream where you can never get away no matter how fast you run. That's what I was trying to do, pull that bag in. So I got it back in, and supposedly, I remember calling the instructor. I said, man, I killed every last fish in that lake, dude. He said, no, they're not dead, man. They're just stunned. I'm like, I don't know. They look pretty dead to me, man.
They're just sleeping.
Yeah, they're just stunned, man. They'll come back around after a while. He said, how many husks did you put in there? I said, man, I filled up a whole onion bag. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, dude, I needed some weight to get it out there, man. He's like, yeah, man, you went overboard, but I don't know if I killed them fish because I wasn't waiting around for them to find, I mean, all you need is me standing around here with some onion bag and then the VA police shows up. Yeah. So anyway, all is well that ends well. So there's a little thing if you find yourself in a bind, and hey, it works awesome too for getting worms. If you fill a 5-gallon bucket with black walnut husks, put water in there, mix it up real good, and then pour it on the ground. I promise you, any worm in that soil is going to fly up out of there like nothing you've ever seen before. They will literally, it'll scare you how quickly those worms come up out of the ground. It won't kill them, but whatever's in there, the tannins, I don't know what it is. They don't like it. They come dropping up out of there. Now you got some fishing worms. Or something to feed your chickens. Yeah. Go try it. On your own property. But hey, if the worst happens, I warned you. So anyway, yeah. Let's go into our third story here. And it's states. Okay, yeah, check this one out. I may lose it again. States race to ban toxic food dyes as RFK Jr. pushes for reform. All right, let me get this right. Remember what I was talking about government a little bit ago? So I'm going to quote Dr. Jack Cruz where he says, Maha, and this is one of the biggest supporters of Bobby Kennedy, or was, he says, Maha equals ha-ha, meaning it's a joke. You want to know why? So you're worried about banning some toxic food dyes, but meanwhile, the RMNA vaccine schedule is still in place. What am I missing here?
And he's pushing that one for the measles.
Yeah, exactly. So you got mRNA on the vaccine schedule, but you're worried about food dyes? What am I missing here? Which one has the more deleterious effect on your health sooner and worse? This is exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, Bobby Kennedy talked about getting rid of these, the chemtrails and everything. Seeing that happen? Because the folks, I'm telling you now, they are worse. Trump's been in office today 52 days, and it's been chemtrailed 52 days. Folks, look, people are saying, well, give him a chance. Like I said, I just told you, get rid of the chemtrails. Let me see the Epstein client list, unredacted. Look, you're never going to tell us who really killed Kennedy anyway. It was probably, you know, Johnson and a number of others. Clearly, the CIA was in on it. Apparently Tucker Carlson was told about it because he talked about it. You're not going to tell us what really happened on 9/11. I know what happened, and whatever they're telling you is a manufactured lie. So don't believe them. Folks. Yeah, I think I'm going to have your mom cancel the, we're going to talk about these permaculture solutions to inflation, y'all, but it ain't going to be today. So yeah, I got a little bit sidetracked here. Kevin, you are definitely the star of the show, man. $300, bro. Yeah. You got to take some of that back, or let me give it back to you, bro. But
let me buy you some steaks.
Yeah, man. Anything, bro. Yeah, you need a kidney or something, bro. I mean, it's yes. Chemtrails are so bad in Western North Carolina, but yeah, I'm hearing from, you know, every time I talk about this, I get one side of the audience saying, "Oh, shut up about it." And same thing. And frankly, I'm not even sure half these people are even people on X or YouTube or whatever the case may be. Folks, I would love to be optimistic, but I'm a realist. And at the end of the day, when I get down to all this, nothing matters more than these kids. I could get all sappy and play the Whitney Houston song, "I Believe the Children Are Our Future." You know, actually, that wasn't even, I think it was, can't remember who sung that first. But anyway, that's who's known for it. But it's true. It's true. And I truly believe that. And if we don't start there, like I said, for all you people saying, give him a chance. I just told you my metric. So holler if you hear me, if you agree. Son, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin.
Dude, that just brings me back because I know that whole scene. Now, what he's talking about for all you, if you haven't seen it, Coming to America, there's this character in there named Randy Watson. Yeah, I just knew that. How about it? And then you got this preacher that introduces him at this Miss Black Awareness pageant. And he says, "Folks, I'm not going to get up here and preach to you. But, you know, when I see these girls from the Miss Black Awareness pageant, I know there's a God. Somewhere there's a God. Some up on high, he helped Daniel get out of the lion's den. He helped again get off the island. I don't know what you come to do, but but anyway, he's going on, and then he brings up this guy named Randy Watts. He says, yeah, and I think he says, man, this is when you when your good memory becomes a liability, because I can't forget any of this stuff. He says, and folks, I'd like to welcome to the stage from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama, Mr. Randy Watts. And there's one guy in the audience. He says, that boy can sing. That boy can sing. He gets up on there, and then he does this version of the Whitney Houston song. And then he sings up, and yeah, it so when he brought that up, dude, that's why William started laughing, because it's back when they had comedies that were still funny, you know. I mean,
the funny thing about it is that mom has no idea what you're talking about.
Your mom has no idea. I mean, she has absolutely no, I mean, any pop culture from the 70s, 80s, if it wasn't Dukes of Hazzard, she has no
Hee-haw.
Idea. Hee-haw. Which she thought was a documentary, I'm pretty sure. But I remember showing your mom the Beverly Hillbillies for the first time. Of course, to us growing up, it was the funniest show on TV, even though it was already old by then. Your mom sat there like she didn't get one joke in any of it. The cement pond, the hippo in there, the whole nine yards. There was not one joke in there she thought was funny. And it was at that point I realized your mom thought it was a documentary. So she's down there right now. Good thing she's infirmed, because she might actually have something to say about some of this. Yeah. With Daisy Duke, the whole nine yards. Well, folks, yeah, this show went sideways. This is what happens when you do an impromptu show, y'all. We don't have any teleprompters. We don't have any of that stuff. I got a couple of notes to remind you of the events that are coming on, and it just kind of comes out the way it ought to. So, son, anything you want to add?
I think we didn't set it all. We hit every topic on this podcast.
Yeah, except for the one that we said we were going to talk about. So Michelle, you're gonna have to rename this one. Hey, I want to give a shout out to everybody out there, everybody in the chat. Like I said, they're doing all they can to try to suppress this, and you folks are just always here no matter what. But honestly, the one cool thing where we're not being suppressed is in the audio platform. So if you listen to the audio version of this, you'll realize we're number one in the podcast space. So, it sure is funny, son. How about that? Before I end this thing, you know, it sure is funny how, you know, on YouTube, we are suppressed like nobody's business. But in a place where we have honest commons, like in the podcast space, how are we number one? I don't get that. How is that even possible? So it tells you that they have their fingers on the lever. It's the reason why X will not let me go live on X, because they know that we're going to blow it up over there, and they can't have that. So the best I can do is basically take and cut and paste this thing, put it on X, and of course it gets nobody's ever going to watch that way. But I don't care. I'm not looking for millions of subscribers out there. I'm just looking for the right ones, and the people in this crowd are definitely that. All right, y'all, want to thank you so much. Until next time, stay alert.
Stay alive.
I'm grooving with the feeling that just we've got the answers. All we need to do, listen to the earth that got us through.
Let's see the change, watch the world spin. From the smallest sprout to harmony begin in the cycle of life, where the magic's alive. Tune it to the beat, feel the fire and thrive.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.